hadith, we'll read a part of it only, inshallah. There won't be any tafsir. Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu says that he heard Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, verily Jannah becomes perfumed with the sweetest fragrance in Ramadan. From the beginning of the year till the end, it is being brightly decorated for the coming of the blessed month. And in the first night of Ramadan appears, a wind blows from beneath the arsh, it is called Muthira, and causes the leaves of the tree of Jannah to rustle and the door handles to sound, whereby setting forth such a melodious sound as had never been heard before. The dark-eyed damsels of Jannah then step forth till they appear in the center of the balconies of Jannah, exclaiming, is there anyone making dua to Allah for us? That Allah may join us in marriage to him. Then these damsels call out, O Ridwan, the keeper of Jannah, what night is this? He replies, Rabbaik, this is indeed the first night of Ramadan, when the doors of Jannah are opened to those who observe the fast from among the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam further says, Allah says, O Ridwan, open the doors of Jannah, and O Malik, the keeper of Jahannam, close the doors of Jahannam for those who fast from among the Ummah of Ahmad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Jibreel, proceed down to the earth and bind the rebellious shayateen, put them in chains and cast them in the oceans, so that they may make no mischief, thereby spoiling the fast of the Ummah of my beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands a caller from the heavens to call out three times on every one of the nights of Ramadan. Is there anyone begging of me that I may grant him his desire? Is there anyone repenting to me that I may turn to him mercy in mercy? And is there anyone begging for forgiveness that I may forgive him? Who is there who shall give a loan to the one whose wealth does not diminish, and the one who duly fulfills without unjust deductions? Inshallah, we'll continue. Subhanallah.